That's pretty nice.
I loved them, and they were so warm and nice, you know. In the wintertime, the good old stove. We had a pretty stove. And then when we first came out here, we had a laundry heater that heated the hot water. Hmm. And it'd take about a hat full of coal and put it in that thing. And some people cooked on it. You know, would put a pot of greens or something, you could do it all right. But we had a stove, we never did do that. But Papa would get up, I've seen him in that old bathrobe coming down here to heat that thing up so the house would heat up. Now this was a screen back porch, this part right here. Mm-hmm. And it had latticed and screened. And we ate out here in the summer, had a long kind of trestle table in it. But my brother's children were here, and we just didn't use the dining room. They'd go through a butler's pantry then, or come in, or around the porch. And the refrigerator's on the porch out here, and had a hole and a funnel under it. And the water dripped under the house from the ice. And the ice man came every morning and with those big old tongs and put a big lump of ice.
He had really an ice box then.
Yeah, it was an ice box, but it kept everything.
Did you ever have anything besides an ice box that you might keep things like pies in or something like that?
No, but some people now across the street should have a little angle to a house there and put a shelf in there, and they screened inside of the thing. And she used to keep things within a shaded place.
What, did she have a name for that or anything? Did she have a special name for that?
No, it was just something she made, but I guess it was just I don't know what it was, but
was it
was a right nice thing to have. She didn't want to put it in and get it too icy cold. She could keep it out there, but still you took a chance of bacteria, you know, developing and something.
Did people ever have pie safes back then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What were they like?
They were tin, the ones I ever saw were in, and they had holes punched in them, and they kept all kinds of food in there that they didn't put in the refrigerator.
And did you ever have right off your kitchen or something, a little closet like that you kept goods in? Did you ever have something like that?
We had a pantry off the kitchen, yeah. You kept your supplies in there. And as I said, in the old house down there, they had a kitchen, and off of that was the biggest pantry. They bought their flour by the barrel and things. They made biscuit every morning and night. Cornbread for dinner. And you could go down to the city market under the old city hall here. They had a kind of like the French market in New Orleans when I was a little girl. And you could go down and get soup bunches for 10 cents. And they would have a couple of stalks of celery and parsley and two or three carrots and onions and cabbage, little pieces of cabbage. It was a regular bunch, and you'd get all your vegetables for your soup in that. And there were stalls in that. And you could walk under there, and it was arched, and it was just as cool as it could be, and they had markets and everything.
Where was this located?
City Hall, where it is now. But that's the old City Hall. And up over it was a beautiful auditorium, big auditorium, and had a marvelous dance floor. And that's where all the big balls were held. During the First World War, they had all the big balls.
The First World War, that's when F. Scott Fitzgerald was stationed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I knew Scott Fitzgerald.
Oh, you did? Can you tell me about meeting him or anything?
Well,
like that?
I just saw him at dances and things. Everybody got off of the floor to watch him. But I knew Zelda and I knew her daddy. He was a judge up at the Capitol when I went to work up there.
Well, who was he now? He was Judge.
Judge Sayre was the Supreme Court Justice, one of them. And he got there early every morning. His mind was in the clouds. He never did worry too much about the family, I don't think.